Good afternoon, everybody. I'm excited to present a new software program today, image analysis program that is capable, I think I'll just bend over, capable of analyzing digital images of turf grass to estimate green coverage, color, uniformity, and density. And I believe the first project I worked on as an assistant professor was with two of my co-authors here, Dr. Purcell and Dr. Richardson, looking at digital image analysis of turf grass images to evaluate cover and coverage. And we were able to publish some papers in Crop Science showing that using SigmaScan to do that analysis was a significant improvement over subjective visual ratings. And we also published a paper showing that you could automate the process using a Macro and SigmaScan Pro software. A little bit about SigmaScan Pro software. When we first started working with it in the early 2000s, the version at that time was 5.0. The current version of SigmaScan Pro that's available and being sold is 5.0. It has had no major updates since 1999. And SysStat still sells this software for $1,500. That's the commercial price. And on their website, they list that you have to have at least Windows 95 as a minimum requirement. So it's a little bit outdated. And because of its age, there are some technical issues now with using SigmaScan software. And some of our colleagues have recognized that over the last few years. Grady Miller's group at North Carolina State recently published a paper showing that ImageJ could be used to evaluate turf grass color. Doug Soldat's group presented a paper here 5 years ago showing that you could use ImageJ to quantify turf grass cover. And during that time, I was also tinkering with SigmaScan, trying to do some density analysis, uniformity analysis, and trying to figure out how to program those techniques in ImageJ. And what I found was that computer programming is not an old man's game, learning a new language. And I just kind of gave up. And fortunately, I ran into Dr. Purcell's son, Carlin Purcell, who's a recent graduate from the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science at Vassar College. And got him involved in some of the programming, and he was able to take some of my ideas and create a new program called Turf Analyzer, which is just being released this week. This is written in Java language. It's a very small program, just a couple hundred kilobytes. You only need to have Java installed on your machine. It will run across all operating systems. It does identical cover and color analysis as SigmaScan. But in addition to that, it has some features that it can do a frame analysis for small plots. It can also evaluate density, uniformity, and combine all of those evaluations to do an overall quality assessment. So the first thing I'd like to describe is just the similarity in results between Turf Analyzer and published methodology on DIA for green color, specifically dark green color index, and green cover. And to demonstrate this, we used our NTEB Zoysiagrass trial, and I selected some images from May because there was just a nice variety in coverage and color due to spring green up, winter injury, and large patch. And so here are the results comparing the two. On the right, a perfect one-to-one relationship between SigmaScan and Turf Analyzer, DGCI. On the left, you can see it's very close to a perfect one-to-one relationship, although there are a few data points that are not quite on that one-to-one line. And the reason for that is the thresholding process for selecting green pixels is a little bit different between the two programs. SigmaScan, on the right, uses a 255-step scale to select the range of colors of interest within a turf grass image. We've got a more precise 360-degree scale that we're using with Turf Analyzer. So if you're using SigmaScan and you have set hue thresholds that you like to use, you can simply multiply those by 1.4, which is 360 divided by 255, to convert those to a Turf Analyzer threshold. Saturation thresholds are identical between the two programs. In addition, Turf Analyzer has the option of including a brightness threshold to select pixels of interest based on brightness as well. So here's a comparison of the efficiency between the two programs, and not surprisingly, a 1999 version is much slower than a new Java-based program. We analyzed those same 108 Zoidgrass images across multiple PCs with no other software running in the background, and it took SigmaScan an average of 15 seconds per image to analyze, whereas Turf Analyzer was about 0.17 seconds to analyze each image. So much faster process with Turf Analyzer. The frame analysis feature of Turf Analyzer is really nice if you have small experimental units, greenhouse pots, lysimeters, or maybe small areas of interest in a field trial where you might be evaluating divot recovery or ball mark injury. And the way this works, you simply create a frame with a cutout so that the frame is a color that's contrasting to the turf and soil. Pink or blue, purple frames work very well. And then the frame tab in Turf Analysis, you can input thresholds for selecting the frame, and Turf Analysis will then select the frame and by subtraction find the frame interior and only analyze the frame interior for cover, color, or density and uniformity, which I'd like to explain how those evaluations work here in the next slide. So turf density estimation, the way it works, it looks for the shadows in the turf grass canopy, and the arrangement of shadows are really dependent on how dense the turf is. So if I do a brightness threshold on these images where I have high density tall fescue images on top, low density tall fescues on the bottom row, the shadows have now been, I've got a threshold where the shadows are now showing up as bright green, and the software does a analysis of the shadow distribution, the shape, size, and arrangement of those shadows, and calculates a shadow value, which is highly correlated with our visual ratings thus far. So some simple regression just on those six images, we get a strong relationship between the shadow value and the density rating, R-square value of 0.78, which is actually pretty high, because if you take two experienced raters and rate the same plots for density, it's likely that the correlation between those two raters will be 0.78 or less. The way turfgrass uniformity estimation works, an image is converted so that it's similar to a perspective of a human raider standing on the plot, looking over the plot, and the image is blurred such that instead of seeing individual blades of grass, you just see general colors. And the way the calculation works, it looks for the percentage of the image that's similar to the predominant color in the image. And here's an example of a uniform plot on the left of lowland perenne. On the right is the perennial ryegrass is being infested with Poa trivialis. And if we blur the image and do a color analysis, the uniform image had 79% of that image. It's very similar color to the predominant color, whereas on the right, the non-uniform image was 48%. And to test this across a range of images, we were able to work with NextGen Turf Research in Albany, Oregon, where they had some older trials where some infestation had occurred, and we took 16 images and evaluated them for uniformity. We rated them. We also used Turf Analyzer to do a uniformity analysis, and the results are that we had a really nice, strong relationship once again between the turf analysis results and the uniformity rating. I wish I could go into further detail on exactly how the density and uniformity calculations work within the program. Two reasons that I can't. Carlin Purcell developed a lot of the calculations that I don't completely understand, but they seem to correlate really well. It's also patent pending at this time, and once that goes through, we hope to publish exactly how this works so you have a better understanding of what's going on behind the scenes. Now, the really exciting thing here is that we can take coverage, color, density, and uniformity and use those evaluations to estimate an overall quality score. And at this time, the way the program works is the user has to input what the range of rating values are for each parameter and then give a relative weight to each one of those parameters on how it will impact the overall quality score. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to keep it really simple with just four images that have a wide range of coverage, color, uniformity, and density. And so for each of those parameters, I would scan them and determine what my minimum and maximum rating values might be. So for coverage, I might range from 3 to 8. For color, dark, although the uniformity is poor in that bottom right image, it's pretty dark green overall, so I would give it from 4 to 8. Density range, also high of 8, low to 4. Uniformity range of low to a high, low of 2 to a high value of 8. And once I've determined those ranges and have input them, the next thing I need to do is give relative weights to each of the evaluation parameters. And what we have found is that green coverage plays a much higher role in the overall turf quality than the other factors, because after all, if you don't have uniform, or if you don't have a full coverage on your plot, you're going to have a very low quality score. So my relative weights here are cover weight of 4. The least impact will be color, assuming that as long as the color is green, it's going to have the least impact. If it's not green, that's picked up with the cover analysis. And then density and uniformity are intermediate in weight. So if we click the Analyze button, Turf Analyzer will output the results in a comma-separated values data file, which you can open up with Excel or any other spreadsheet program. And the spreadsheet program will save all of the settings at the top of the file, and then we'll have a row of results for each image that's been analyzed. So if we look at these four images, start with cover ratings, had a high of 9 to a low of 3 with intermediate values in between. Color ratings, high of 8, low of 4 in yellow with intermediate values in between. Density ratings here in blue, similar, high of 8 to a low of 4 with some intermediate values in between. And then uniformity ratings in orange with a high of 8 and a low of 2. And then based on those and our weights, Turf Analyzer will give us our final quality scores. And looking at those scores, I would say they're pretty close agreement to what I might visually assess those plots as with a subjective rating. Turf Analyzer, the availability, it's currently available for download and purchase at turfanalyzer.com. It's priced at about less than 10% what a commercial version of SigmaScan Pro would cost, so it's pretty affordable. I want to quickly discuss a companion program that we're excited about called Field Analyzer. And for those of you working with drones, what Field Analyzer will allow you to do is analyze all of your plots from a single drone image. And we did some work with it this summer, and we found that the results from Field Analyzer were highly correlated to Turf Analyzer, taking images on the ground with a light box. And especially if you do a color correction with color standards included in the image. And this is a Bermuda grass trial that we've treated with fertilizer and herbicides to create a range of colors. And when you open that in Field Analyzer, you can use grids and adjust the grids to select the edges of the entire experimental area. Use grid lines to select the plot spacing. You can include some border space to avoid edges, or if you have borders between the plots, then you can select your color standards, and the Field Analyzer will kick out dark green color index values for every plot in the trial. And you can see in these results, we had our high iron nitrogen plots, DGCI values of about 0.58 and about 0.27 for our herbicide damage plots. So finally, in conclusion, we're excited that Turf Analyzer offers an affordable, efficient replacement for our current analyses that we've been doing with SigmaScan, and in addition, we can do frame analysis, density, uniformity, and also do a weighted turf quality score. And finally, there's the website, turfanalyzer.com, if you'd like to check it out. And there's time for questions.
I'd be yeah.
happy to entertain those.
So how about control, like, were you guys were using a light box with a with like a monopod, or do you need to use a control light source for the turf quality, density, uniformity ratings?
Because the density is heavily impacted by the shadows, which would be heavily impacted by ambient light, I would recommend using a light box, standard light conditions for doing the density, which would affect the overall quality as well. So the field analyzer with the drone, we're really only doing coverage, color, and also exploring NDVI right now, but not doing overall quality with that companion program either.
Did you try to do texture?
That's a good question, Mike. Yeah, my feeling on that is that texture and density, I realize they're not the same thing, but they're typically highly correlated. And I'm hoping that by doing a density analysis, we're also capturing texture differences that might be present within the plots. But no, I have not played around with that.
Okay, if we have more questions, we'll have a break coming up as well. And
right.
be here. So
thank you.